Welcome. It is, what time is it? It's 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 o'clock out here where I live on the West Coast. It is Monday, September 18th. This is your live version of the Daily Deposit. The Daily Deposit is brought to you by Pure Profit Pro and Titan. Titan, which is like the top tier, high tier. A lot of money, a lot of fun. $6,500 payments coming through regularly in the Titan program. A couple things are coming up for me today. I want to remind you that we do have a call schedule this week. I want to share with you. I'll be here every single morning live at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Twice a week, we will be doing a Pure Profit Pro presentation in this slot. We also have Titan, which is kind of like a much more serious play. It's for the professional, for the person. And I say this with all respect. For the person who really is looking for a career choice, rather than like a few bucks, you know, like some side money. In Titan, the money is very serious. You can make two sales a month and be living very, very handsome six-figure lifestyle. And we present that information on Tuesday nights and Thursday nights. The telephone number is available on our Facebook page, all over social media. You can find that as well. The other thing I wanted to talk about this morning is something that just, I don't know, it came to me in the middle of the night, actually. Tossing and turning for whatever reason. In the middle of that, I started thinking about something that I was introduced to a while back. And let me set the table for you, okay? One time I did an interview on a radio show like this, like the one we're doing here this morning, and I interviewed somebody who was a bona fide seven-figure earner. It's a woman. Her name was Wendy. Her name still is Wendy, as a matter of fact. Was Wendy. And I remember because Wendy was kind of legendary at the time. She came from pretty much abject poverty, flat broke, losing everything. You know the typical story that so many people have shared with us. Losing everything, utilities turned off, had two children, still has two children. Those children are grown adults now. But, you know, she saw a top-tier program, very similar to Titan, with very similar price points. I think the top level in that program was $25,000. And I recommend that everyone, if you're going to be in this top-tier industry, you get started at the highest level that you can. In Titan, that's $22,000. But back to my story, okay? So this woman is really, really struggling, and she comes across an ad. This is pre-internet days. Comes across an ad in the USA Today and followed the simple process, pretty much the same three-step process right now, okay? Someone secured her name and telephone number because she saw the ad in the USA Today. She called the telephone number, and she requested a call back with more information. The person called her back, invited her to listen to a presentation call, and then collected her decision. It's kind of the same thing we do here, right? What do? We capture information. We get named telephone numbers of people who are quality people looking for change. We invite them to come and hear the story, and that could be a presentation call. It could be a website. It could be a radio show. We invite them to get more information, and then we collect their decision. Same process. Nothing has changed in that regard. The internet is, as a matter of fact, ramped it up because we can access the whole world with the click of a mouse. Pretty cool, huh? But in this case, you know, so this woman, she struggles to get started. In fact, she had to sell some stuff. She sold furniture. It was the dawn of laptop computers. This was like in 2004, I want to say, maybe 2003. And I remember her selling a brand new computer that her son had obtained, a little kid computer. She did what she had to do to get started, right? And then she just went to work, and she followed the system, and she put people through the system, and she made callbacks, and she was very diligent. She was very, very aggressive, but she kept it simple, right? She kept it simple. And her business just, you know, it exploded. And before you know it, she was generating serious money, you know, six figures, which is $100,000. And quite frankly, if you make $2,000 this week, you're on a six-figure track. $2,000 a week is over $100,000 a year. So you can bring it into context, right? You can break it down. But so for her, you know, she got herself onto a six-figure track, and before you know it, that even continued until she was hitting seven figures a year, which is seven figures. That's like $75,000 to $80,000 a month. We'll get you to about $1 million a year. That's where she was. And so I interviewed her one time and on a radio show like this. And you know, we were talking about basic fundamentals. We were talking about priming the pump, okay, and her analogy, lead generation, and bringing people through the process. At the beginning, if you're brand new, it takes a lot of – well, it doesn't take a lot, but it takes more intense effort at the very beginning. And she compared it to, like, pumping, you know, like those old pumps that you see – out in the farmlands, if you're from Ohio or Illinois or Iowa, you know what I'm talking about. The farmlands, in Wisconsin, you know, you got a farm and the well, the water is in a well under the ground. And you have to go and you got to pump the well. You got to pump the pump and you pump it. And if you've ever done this, you know what I'm talking about. They're pumping the well and air comes out. Air comes out and you continue pumping the well and there's nothing but air. And then there's a spattering of water. You know, the thing starts dribbling a little bit. And you continue doing this thing, right? You continue pumping, and then suddenly the water starts coming up. And before you know it, you got water flowing, man. And as long as you keep that pump moving, that water continues to move. That was her explanation of how the lead generation works. And she said that's what she does. She primes the pump, and she goes to work, and she never lets the pressure off. If a sale comes in, let's say that you're in time, and you make a $6,500 sale, sometimes, I can speak for myself, sometimes I kick back. I'm like, oh man, that's nice. I think I'll go to the beach today, or I think I'll go out to lunch right now. When in fact, what you got to do is just keep that pressure on, okay? Because that's what the real work is. The real work is that lead generation. The real work is just keeping that flow of quality people going through. So then we have this long conversation. I have this conversation with Wendy about lead generation and about follow up in the interview. You know, the interview process is really, you know, nothing more than what we teach here is, you know, just have a brief conversation with people, say less to more people. It isn't really closing. You're not really closing. What you're doing is you're just putting people, you know, through the process, and they'll make up their own mind. They'll make a relaxed and informed decision based on the information they're receiving. And that's why it's so important that you use every single tool effectively. Like what we do here every single morning, it's a great way to demonstrate to people exactly what we have and what's going on here. It's a great way to demonstrate to people that we are a human. There's a human touch here. Okay, we're high tech. We got some cool tools, but we're also high touch. We also come to you live and we answer. So this is an opportunity for you to share the program. And so that's what Wendy told me that she does. She just uses the tools. No need to reinvent the wheel. She just uses the tools that have been, you know, she's a professional. She relies on the tools that have been provided by the company. And then I asked her, you know, is there a secret weapon? Is there something that you can share with us that was like your ultimate, you know, your ultimate motivator? What is it that took you from a six to a seven-figure earner? And what she told me, it blew my mind, and I'm going to share it with you right now. She says to me, have you ever heard of the four spiritual laws of prosperity? And I'm like, no, I haven't. She said it's a book. The author's name is Edwin Gaines, and the name of the book is The Four Spiritual Laws of Prosperity. I'm like, really? Seriously? I never expected that. I thought she was going to tell me something, you know, some, I don't know, Zig Ziglar, Jim Rohn, I don't know what. I was looking for something else, you know, Tony Robbins. I was looking for some of this other inspiration that is everywhere. Brendan Bouchard is, you know, he's got some great material. John Maxwell, unbelievable. But she drops this name on me, Edwin Gaines. And I'm like, whoa. Well, I went ahead and I got the book and I ended up ordering several. And I've given them away as gifts and I've sent them to people in the mail. Because it is a difference maker. And I'm going to read them for you right now. And then we'll wrap it up for this morning. The Four Spiritual Laws of Prosperity by Edwin Gaines. Number one, these are her success tips. Number one is tithing. Okay, I always was like, you know, that's a church thing, right? We go to church and You put some money in the envelope. Tithing is 10%, right? And she says this is the number one goal is to tithe. Okay, return 10% of all you receive to a person, place, or institution from which you have received spiritual food. And so what she talks about in the book, and I've read the book, and I own the book on audio. It's one of the books I listen to when I go walking around. And this came to me from a million-dollar earner, Wendy. Tithing. I'm like, wow, really? And in the book, Edwin Gaines says, you give 10% of all you receive to a person, place, or institution from which you have received spiritual food. It could be a waiter in a restaurant. It could be a sibling. It could be a neighbor. It could be a pastor. It could be church. But, you know, as you move through, what I really took from this is that as you move through life and you interact with people, you realize there's a lot of goodness everywhere. And sometimes you will receive advice from someone. You know, maybe it's somebody that you work out with at the gym. Maybe it's your, I don't know, the health club instructor or the yoga instructor. Who knows? But if somebody actually gives you something that's nourishing, actually, you know, spiritually positive, give 10% of your money to that person. Give 10% of an earnings, your check, whatever comes in. And the theory is that this is like showing that there's you honor the fact that there's abundance and you're willing to share that abundance. Number two is to set goals. Setting concrete and practical goals creates a vessel for which you can catch new wealth, good fortune that brings to you, that the good fortune brings to you. Now, setting goals is something that we talk about all the time. It's a topic that we always hear in radio shows like this. And, you know, you go on a training call or, you know, there's, you know, goal setting is kind of obvious. But I also think that setting tangible goals, a little bit stretch, you want to stretch. You know, like one of my goals, it's still one of my goals, is to be the goalie for the Montreal Canadiens. But come on, that's never going to happen. It has to be a goal that's real, that's tangible. This one is very, very important. Number three, forgive. Forgiveness. Again, remember, this is coming from somebody who's a seven-figure earner. This was her ultimate secret weapon. Forgiveness. If we cling to self-defeating feelings such as guilt, shame, blame, hurt, and resentment, we cannot feel truly worthy of having the best God can give us. We cannot and we will not accept God's gifts until we forgive. And if you notice, what she's talking about here is forgiving ourselves. Okay, be cool, man. Okay, she's talking about guilt, shame, blame, hurt, resentment. Those are pretty much personal issues. That's like self-forgiveness, in my opinion. Isn't this interesting? I find it very interesting that this came from a million-dollar earner. These are the things that she finds the most powerful. And number four, the fourth one on the list, commit to finding and fulfilling your divine purpose. What is that? Have you ever wondered really what that is? You know, it's beyond just making money, right? What she says is every single one of us has some special gifts, some special interests, some special talents, some special way of impacting this world so that it becomes a better place for everyone. Find that one thing. Find that one thing that makes a difference. These are pretty stoic words. Again, if I were you, I would pick this one up. This is a nice, handy little book. I have given this to people. Okay, I get somebody brand new in my business. I've given them this book. I've sent it to somebody in the mail. I gave it to a friend who was flying across the country. Here, read this on the plane. I keep it on my desk. It's just something that I refer to, and I also have it on an audio. On audible.com. It's one of my favorites. I listen to it as I walk around the neighborhood and I do my exercise and I drive in my truck. Edwin Gain, The Four Spiritual Laws of Prosperity. That's what I got for you today. I'll be back tomorrow here in the same time slot. Until then, remember the bank window is always open here. You can make a deposit today because you can get paid today if you make a sale today. Once you're qualified here, you're qualified in a money-making position for life. And that is unbelievably cool. Until we meet tomorrow, you guys, make it a great day. And remember, you can make money today, and we're doing this thing together. Great big family.
money, 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 money.